News Talk's Executive Chair.
Brought to you by Europcar. Cars or vans, long term or short term, whatever your business needs. Europcar, moving your way.
I am delighted to be joined in studio by a man who normally doesn't have to worry about traffic at all because he is based in beautiful West Cork, the director and founder of West Cork Distillers, John O'Connell. Good morning to you, John. How are you?
I'm not too bad, Jonathan, and thank you for having me here.
It's a bit early for a drop of the hard stuff, so we'll hold off on that for the time being. Look, tell us a little bit about yourselves. You're based in West Cork. What part?
Myself and two close friends, Dennis and Ger McCarthy, set up West Cork Distillers in 2003. Originally in Union Hall, which is a very small fishing village in West Cork. We subsequently moved into Market Street in Skibbereen in 2013 and then opened a second facility in the Marsh Road in Skibbereen in 2017. So things have been busy.
Yeah, certainly have. And it's been quite the growth curve as well. Let's go back to the reason why you started out on this. You were working away with Unilever. So what were you doing with Unilever?
I did a BSc and a PhD in food chemistry and colloidal chemistry in UCC, only to find out upon graduation that there was no jobs for colloidal chemists in Ireland. So
hate that.
Unfortunate, yes. So I emigrated to the UK working for Unilever in corporate research in the UK, Japan and the Netherlands. Great experience living abroad and, you know, really makes you grow up very quickly. But fortunate enough to get a job in Kerry Group and worked there for nearly 10 years. Loved every second of working with Kerry. A fantastic experience and a great company, great people.
And it shows you as well the value of innovation, because if there's a single company in this country that really stands head and shoulders above the rest when it comes to creating new products and new ideas, it is Kerry Group.
Absolutely. And on top of that as well, Jonathan, sort of the brutal honesty in there of endeavour was something that hopefully, having come from West Cork, we had a good work ethic, but Kerry would teach you another thing about work ethic.
So. They teach us a lot of things. Yeah. The good people of Kerry. Yeah. Now, you mentioned Dennis and Ger McCarthy. What was their background and how come they met you?
Yeah, well, myself, Dennis and Ger have been friends all our lives. Back in 2003, 2004, the boys had worked as deckhands in boats and had bought their own trawlers. Unfortunately, West Cork has seen very challenging times with regard to fishing, and the lads were looking for an alternative source of livelihood. So rather than commute to Cork for a job, we decided to set up West Cork Distillers and did it maybe with not a full insight and not a huge strategic plan. But
was there something dreamt up over a pint? Because it sounds like if you're going to take a new career direction, I'm not sure this would be the first one that comes to mind.
Absolutely, you're correct. And back in those days, Irish whiskey was still in a sort of a slumber. It wasn't in the vigorous growth that it's in today. But it was an industry that all three of us enjoyed. And, you know, we did see that, you know, though it was not a high-profile industry, it was in growth. And, you know, we thought we'd be relatively efficient at it too. So
okay, well, they had you as the brains and they were the co-partners to go in behind it. What did you first distill? What was the first drink?
Well, the first product that we produced was a fermented beverage called Drumbeg. I suppose the boys, you know, I had the formal education in terms of food chemistry, but the lads, they're extremely competent guys that had been successful in business, and you know, they brought a huge amount.
So they brought the business acumen to it.
Business acumen, exactly.
But look, I have an image of you with a bath full of something and stirring it in the hope that eventually it would produce something drinkable. I'm presuming it was slightly more sophisticated from that, but there was a lot of trial and error.
There was a huge amount of trial and error, and there was some very stressful times. And
any explosions?
No, thank God. No. There was a lot of stressful times, but ironically enough, Jonathan, you know, it was great fun. Like, it was just invigorating and exhilarating, and probably more fun back then than it was now. You know, now we employ about 105 or 6 people over the two sites. Both are 24/7, and you know, that takes a lot of watching and concentration.
Absolutely. Well, you can't afford any errors in the industry. It is, because it is literally high pressure.
Yes.
you moved on from Drumbeg, which was your first product.
Yes.
So what do you produce now in terms of alcohol?
Yeah, we basically have three brands of our own. We've the West Cork Irish Whiskey, which sells in about 70 countries globally, sells in many of the retailers here in Ireland. The retailers have been very supportive of us. We've Garnish Island Gin, and thirdly, we've Two Trees Vodka. So they'd be the three main brands that we'd sell.
And they're all distilled differently. I mean, whiskey is a time-consuming, leave it in a keg, it'll grow with age. Gin can be quicker and vodka's somewhere in the middle. So it would have been easier just to stick to one. Why did you decide to do all three?
There was a business case for doing so. We always, and still remain very focused on Irish whiskey. That's the product that we want to focus on and grow, but to be perfectly frank, gin and vodka were good in terms of cash flow and generating money up front.
Because gin is quick, isn't it? You can turn gin around relatively quick.
Gin's extremely quick, while with the Irish whiskey you have to age for a minimum of 3 years, so you know the two aspects of the business complemented each other quite nicely in that regard.
You had a domestic market that was probably your testing market, but you mentioned how many countries, 70 countries where the whiskey is currently on sale.
Yes.
Exporting whiskey can be kind of troublesome, because I know that your sector was hit when Donald Trump decided to apply tariffs to EU products. All of a sudden, your bottle became more expensive. Did that hurt?
Well, as of yet, Irish whiskey produced in the Republic of Ireland is not hit by tariffs.
Oh, we're getting away with it, are we?
Well,
Scotch is hit by it.
Scotch got it, and Irish liqueurs got it. The whole area is under review, and unfortunately it looks like it's going to be quite likely that Irish whiskey will be hit in the coming months by a tariff, which is the first time we've actually been had to cope with sort of an issue in global trade. You know, global trade was something that we grew up all as for it to be at the norm, but
yeah.
Now for the first time ever we're experiencing issues with regard to globalisation of trade. And
Brexit as well, presumably a very big market sitting on our doorstep where there would be a lot of people who might be interested in the product. We don't know what kind of tariffs you're going to affect there. Have you a Brexit plan?
We do to some degree. No, we'd be less reliant on the UK market than America. America is really like half of all the Irish whiskey sold in the world is sold in America, so you know, tariffs on Irish whiskey going into the States will have a profound impact, and it's uncharted waters.
So you'd wait and see what the big orange one decides. You work with your friends.
Yes.
There's bound to be rows. How do you resolve that? That's almost worse than your family. Because, you know, with your family, you're kind of stuck with them no matter what. Friendships can move on. What's it like to work with your friends?
It's great, actually. Great fun. I often use the phrase that Samuel Johnson used is, perhaps the less you quarrel, the more you hate. So, you know, we'd have a very open relationship where, you know, we're not afraid to challenge each other. But that said, we never have had a serious falling out, and you know, we'd be great buddies, you know, outside of work still as well. So, you know, it's good fun.
When you speak to companies from West Cork, and Colette and Clonakilty Pudding comes to mind, what they have become is they become big employers. So Clonakilty has that big facility now making the puddings and the sausages and the rashers and everything that comes out of there. You guys have grown very quickly to 100 staff across two sites. What's next? Because you know, you are now a big employer in West Cork in a rural community. Where do you take this? If there's an appetite for your products, do you just keep going?
Yeah, to be perfectly honest, we will. We'll keep driving ahead. You know, if we can add to employment numbers in West Cork, that's a great thing. If we can get the West Cork name out there into international markets, it's a great thing. I suppose, Jonathan, really, you know, when I worked in Kerry, they had a phrase, just do the right thing. You know, you needn't be overly strategic, just do what's right. And that's bared good fruit for us heretofore. Yeah.
Have you benefited from, you know, the success of other brands? And of course, there, you have Middleton Brand, you've got Jameson, you've got all the Irish whiskies that have gone before you. Have they paved the way for the likes of your product?
100%. And, you know, I'd be people in the sector believe in this macro-micro debate. The same exists in the craft beer, where the macros are bad and the micros are good. I'm a total agnostic when it comes to the macro-micro. The bigger Irish whiskey companies, they've opened the door and paved the way for West Cork, and we're very grateful for it. They produce super product at great pricing, so we'd only have the utmost of respect for them.
Okay, well, look, we wish you and everybody down there continued success, and we say hello to Dennis and Ger as well, who are presumably listening for every word that you're saying to make sure they get the right kind of credit.
I didn't even tell them I was on.
So that came as a shock earlier on. There were people texting us earlier on saying that they weren't available for something, so they might have been one of the two boys.
Yes.
So look, we wish you and everybody involved in West Cork Distillers continued success. John O'Connell, Director and Founder of West Cork Distillers, thank you very much for joining us.